I speak a strange language of tree groans and windy whispers. When I listen close, I'm told tales by creaking timbers of days when frost giants left the mightiest groves in splinters, and of that holy deep snow melt following age-long winter. And I said, have no fear, my darling dear. This is what happens in the mountains. Through cold seasons and long years, we'll traverse landscapes, give thanks to the ancients, and in these sacred places, draw strength from the surroundings. Sacred blackness, gold flesh, red snow, dark texture still curls through burning embers. And we remember days when mountains rained cinders and blanketed vast tracts of forest and volcanic ash. And that blast which snapped chunks in half and left old groves blown back would be rivaled only by its verdant aftermath, as an explosion of new growth would erupt from the charred dust and make that day of death but a fading echo in the past. See, I speak a strange language of tree groans and windy whispers. For when I listen close, I'm told tales by creaking timbers of days when frost giants left the mightiest groves in splinters, and of the holy deep snow melt following age-long winter. And I said, have no fear, my darling dear. This is what happens in the mountains. Through cold seasons and long years, we'll traverse landscapes, give thanks to the ancients, and in these sacred places, draw strength from the surroundings. Its forms formerly thought to be dead, for we bled here, turned the purest snow red here. It's the reason we get near these old boulders, for in the core of the mountain the life force still smolders, both foundation for creation and formidable destroyer. A beast deep in a freezing mountain range, by some arcane magic contained in the dark sleep of its thousand age, still dreams of again reaching the surface one day. We simple seedlings, uprooted, reaching for the light, living barely aware of the greater will that gave us our lives. So it reminds me of the time I climbed with a spineless atheist to claim there's no such thing as God. So I put a chunk of granite in his hand and said, deny this rock.